South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Update, February 23, 2024. After the seventh week and the 29th legislative day, Governor Noem has signed 86 bills into law this legislative session. 2 4-day weeks or 8 legislative days remain. The final legislative day, day 38, will be held on March 25, which is a day reserved for consideration of gubernatorial vetoes. Updates on bills we have been tracking can be viewed below. House Bill 1118, an act to revise unclaimed property provisions. This bill was recently introduced by Representative Tony Van Huysen, District 13, to require all operational expenses for unclaimed property to be paid from the general appropriations in the General Appropriations Act. This bill was heard before the House Committee on Appropriations on February 20th. The bill sponsor proposed an amendment, 1118B, which provides clarity to claims and costs incurred in examining records of holders of property. The amended bill, 1118B, passed out of committee by a 5-3 vote and the full body of the House by a 39-30 vote. It's had its first reading before the Senate Committee on Appropriations on February 22nd and is scheduled for its hearing on February 26. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 38, an act to amend the amount a merchant or place of business may assess against return checks. This bill was introduced by Senator Michael Roll, District 1, that allows a merchant or place of business to post a notice stating that a fee will be assessed against return checks. The change to the statute increases the fee from $40 to $60. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with a 9-0 vote and subsequently passed out of the Senate 29-0. The House Commerce and Energy Committee passed this measure out of committee with a 12-1 vote and the full House with a 50-16 vote. Having passed both bodies, this measure was delivered to the governor and signed on February 5. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. This bill had its first reading in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation at the request of the Director of Division of Banking. This is a repeal and replace bill to remove inefficiencies from the process of licensing and supervision of money transmitters. It implements a model law developed between the state and industry to achieve a higher degree of coordination between states. Banks remain exempt under this model language. After the introduction of this bill, the South Dakota Division of Banking offered an amendment to clarify certain provisions of this measure and was introduced as Amendment 58B. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with an 8-0 vote and the Senate floor with a vote of 29-2. The bill sponsor proposed Amendment 58C, which adds additional clarifications to the bill's intent. This measure passed the House Commerce and Energy Committee as amended by an 11-2 margin and has been deferred to another day to be heard by the full House of Representatives. The SDBA is monitoring. Senate Bill 95, an act to exempt one motor vehicle of a debtor from being taken by the legal process. This bill, recently introduced by Senator Liz Larson, District 10, provides an additional carve-out for one motor vehicle, not to exceed $5,000, that would be exempt for each debtor. This bill was assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and its hearing was held on February 13. This measure was sent to the 41st day, subsequently killing the measure with a 5-2 vote. The SDBA testified in opposition to this measure. House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. This bill was brought by the SDBA with Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, as its prime sponsor in the House, and Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as prime sponsor in the Senate. This measure is intended to prohibit the state of South Dakota from accepting a central bank digital currency as a form of payment. The genesis of this bill stems from the debate regarding the adoption of the 2022 amendments to the UCC during the 2023 legislative session. This bill hearing was February 2nd and passed out of House State Affairs with a 13-0 vote. This measure was placed on the consent calendar and passed out of the House floor with a 64-1 margin. This bill was heard before the Senate State Affairs Committee on February 14 and passed out of committee with an 8-1 vote and subsequently passed the Senate with a 32-1 margin. This measure was delivered to the governor on Thursday, February 22nd, for her consideration and signature. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. Senate Bill 1163, an act to amend the provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This measure was initiated by the South Dakota Retailers and the South Dakota Chamber, along with support from a number of South Dakota business lobbies, including the SDBA. This bill is to amend the provisions to update the UCC regarding digital assets. Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, is the House prime sponsor, with Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as the prime sponsor in the Senate. This bill has been assigned to the House State Affairs Committee. This bill hearing was held February 2nd and passed out of the House State Affairs Committee with a 12-1 vote. This measure was debated on the House floor on February 5th and passed out of the House with a 44-21 vote. The Senate State Affairs Committee heard this bill on February 14 and passed out of committee with an 8-0 vote and the full Senate by a 27-6 margin. This bill was delivered to the governor on Friday, February 23, for her consideration and signature. The SDBA is supportive of this measure. Senate Concurrent Resolution 603. This concurrent resolution opposes the adoption and development of a central bank digital currency. This resolution serves as an additional point of emphasis in support of House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. Resolution 603 passed in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with an 8-1 vote and passed the Senate by a 32-1 margin and the House by a 69-0 margin. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1199, an act to repeal certain provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, and intends to repeal language specific to Article 8 of the UCC that deals with investment securities. This measure was heard before the House State Affairs Committee on February 7 and was defeated by 11-1 vote, sending this bill to the 41st day, subsequently killing this bill. Although 1199 was sent to the 41st day in committee, the bill sponsor invoked Joint Rule 7-7, known as Smokeout. This rule requires one-third of the House to support the motion to reconsider, which needed 24 votes, to support the motion to smoke out. The members of the House supported the motion by the sponsor, receiving greater than one-third, therefore sending the bill back to the House State Affairs Committee for reconsideration. The committee, in turn, sent this measure back to the House with a do-not-support recommendation by a 12-1 margin. On February 15, the second part of the smokeout rule requires 50% of the body to calendar the bill for debate on the House floor. The motion failed by a 41-26 margin. This measure is dead. The SDBA testified in opposition to this measure. House Bill 1247, an act to provide consumer protection through fair access to financial and insurance products and services. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, intends to protect consumers from discrimination by financial institutions based on unsafe and unsound practices. This bill was heard before the House Commerce and Energy Committee on February 15. The bill sponsor requested the bill to be tabled, claiming it's not ready for prime time, noting defeat of the bill. The rule states a bill that is being tabled is a non-debatable motion, therefore passing by a 12-0 margin out of committee. The bill plans to bring a similar bill back during the 2025 legislative session. The SDBA opposed this bill. Senate Bill 211, an act to revise notarial acts. This bill was introduced by Senator Wheeler, District 22, and intends to allow for any document to be recorded or filed in a register of deeds office to include electronic signatures executed and notarized in accordance with the requirements of the bill. The SDBA testified in favor of this bill and passed out of Senate Judiciary with a 7-0 vote and passed the Senate 33-0. This measure was heard before the House Judiciary on February 23rd and passed the committee by 11-1 vote. This bill will now be heard before the full House. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1231, an act to place restrictions on the ownership of agricultural land. This bill was introduced by Representative Wangsness, District 23, and intends to place restrictions on ownership of ag land by foreign entities that are known adversaries of the United States. This bill was assigned to the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee and passed out of committee with a 12-0 vote and the House by a 61-6 margin. This bill was heard before the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee and passed out of committee by a 6-0 margin and the full Senate by a 30-2 vote. The SDBA continues to monitor. This summary concludes week 7 of the 99th legislative session in Pierre. To learn more and remain engaged about the 2024 legislative session, visit the LRC webpage at sdlegislature.gov. The legislature provides live and archived audio of committee hearings plus Senate and House floor debates. To access both the live audio feed and archived audio files, visit sd.net. For specific calls to action and to effectively send an email to a specific senator or representative, go to sdlegislature.gov/legislators/contacts/69 and click on a legislator's email address. Legislators are inundated with emails, so make sure your voice is heard. Only contact legislators who represent your district and note you're one of their constituents. To find your district number and names of legislatures from your district, go to the LRC webpage for more instructions. For those of you who were able to join us at the SDBA Legislative Day last week, thank you. We know the winter weather created challenges and cancellations, but we look forward to hosting you again next year for the 2025 South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Day. Have a great week.